Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. All right, Bruce, did you get ready for the quick turnaround again? New weekend, new back-to-back games. Beat Detroit yesterday. Maybe what you liked most about what your team did, finally kind of getting off the schneid against them, so to speak, and maybe something that you didn't like if you had to pick something out.
Well, for the most part, I just liked the way we stuck with it, stuck to our game, had a good period in terms of shot, chance generation, 5-on-5, didn't capitalize. So same goaltender that got us last Sunday. So sometimes guys will start to overthink it, turn down shots to try to make that perfect play. I thought we didn't do that. We stayed with the program, eventually got rewarded. So that was great. Our PK was excellent, scored a goal shorthanded to counter theirs. I guess that's where I'd be a little disappointed in our power play against Detroit. I don't think we've generated much all year against them. It's part of the reason we've only got the one win against them. And we only had two opportunities yesterday, but I think we're forcing some plays, turning down the easy looks. So we've got to get back to a little bit of that, playing off the original shot in the power play. Hopefully start that tonight.
You know, Torrey tried to make that pass over to Pasta. It seems like more and more teams trying to really take him away. So when that happens, I know that you like to move him around. What do you like to see from Pasta?
Well, listen, I can't get upset. That's a play that's worked very well for us all year. I give them credit for a good read. We got the original save on the play coming back, just didn't get the clear after, so that was disappointing. But at the end of the day, I trust Torrey to make the appropriate reads. He's a good student of the game that way. We'll put Pasta on his forehand side at time to time. You lose the one-timer, but then you do get an opportunity to get the shot off the wing and get a forehand right shot into Berge in the bumper too. So there's always pluses and minuses wherever you move guys. Sometimes it's just a matter of moving them higher to make that forward really commit to him if he wants to take the shot away. Of course, it's harder to score from that far out, or you move them lower and try some backdoor plays. So we're just going to write it off to good play by Detroit. Find a different option when they overplay Pasta. It's still a 4-on-3 out there. Someone's going to be open, and that's the message we're trying to send. Marshy, if it's you and you're the shooter like Minnesota, or you're wide open, rip it. You know, we'll play off that shot and maybe it goes in. So that's kind of where we've been a little bit stubborn, and we'll keep working on it.
You mentioned, or you were talking about Brandon Carlo and being able to get his shot through, a more effective shot recently. What about Charlie McAvoy? That's something that you guys, I know, have worked with him.
Yeah, he's taking it to heart. I think he's shooting the puck almost every time now, so, and that's fine. Let's just keep ripping at Charlie, keep ripping it, and eventually you'll find that happy medium. We don't want to take away his creativity. I mean, you saw the play made last week in Detroit to Wagner, all alone in front, slides it back door. We want those plays. Fortunately, we didn't score on it, but we want him to still make those plays that he sees at the last second. But at the same time, recognize there's a lot of good players in this league with good sticks, and they're going to take some of those plays away, and sometimes you just got to rip it. So he's still learning that part of it, doing a much better job with it lately. Looks a lot more confident. I mean, maybe that goal in Chicago is kind of the turning point for him, and he'll start to see a little more production.
Rangers team this afternoon that has played some pretty good hockey here recently. They've got some good offensive weapons, and they've also been pretty stingy defensively. What do you see from them?
Well, they've gotten good goaltending, no matter who they put in there. Young kid, Shesterkin, I think he's injured, but has really given them a boost. You know, and then Lundqvist and Gorgiev, I think you say it, has played well for them too. So that part is there. It's just a matter of their details. Are they going to rely on the goalie too much, or are they going to play with good details? I think that's always the challenge for young skilled teams, which they are. You know, we've gone it through with some of our guys. So that's kind of the thing with the Rangers. They can definitely beat you if you want to just go out there and trade chances. They got plenty of offensive firepower, so we got to make sure we stick to our game, be good defensively, create some offense with defense, and manage the puck.
Last question for you, just specifically, they've got, you know, Panarin's certainly put up great numbers this year, but they also have that Zibanejad line that has played very well. How do you match up against them?
Well, we've always relied on our whole group to outplay the guy across from you. Clearly, we've got matchup favorites we like to do. We're trying to get Prowley's line out against top lines every night, get them ready for that matchup down the road. They typically start their own end anyway against a good line, but Berge's line can play against anybody. Trust Kretsch, what is he, a plus 22? There's no issue there. Charlie Coyle, their line, they've had the puck half the game against Detroit, so they don't have to check anybody. So if they can keep playing that way, it's not an issue, really. The D pairs, we look for certain little maybe more matchups. matchups, but at the end of the day, you got to recognize who you're out there against. When good players are on the ice, you got to manage the puck. Can't give them odd man rushes. Those are the two biggest things that hurt you, and hopefully we're able to get dialed into those factors.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck this afternoon.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Rangers are next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.